The Business News Hour is supported by the Certified Public Accountants at Shaw & Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawAndDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Here we go, rocking and rolling through a Tuesday afternoon. With us in studio is Rocky Vest, ladies and gentlemen. What a great name. Yeah, it's a great name. It sounds like a prize fighter, Rocky.
Well, hopefully I can live up to that name.
There you go.
And thanks for having me on the show, Mike. Well,
thank you for doing this. So we're going to be talking about Dirty Bird. Dirty Bird is the corporate name is what?
Dirty Bird Energy.
Yep. Dirty Bird Energy. And so we're not talking about chickens, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about, well, we're talking about you and an opportunity for you to get to know something new here in this particular marketplace. So give us a story. Rocky, where does Dirty Bird come from?
Sure. Dirty Bird comes from me and a couple of other guys who wanted to have a soap product that is good, made of good quality good quality ingredients. It's also family oriented, right? So we wanted to be a safe product that has a beneficial effect on people's lives and also helps drive productivity. So hence the name Dirty Bird Energy. Everybody goes out and gets dirty throughout their day, whether you're working and designing a building, right, or whether you're going out and working out and lifting weights, everybody gets dirty and everybody needs energy. So we said, why not do it in soap?
Dirty Bird Energy, and this is a soap company, ladies and gentlemen. Now, how long has this been around?
About 2 years, starting in development. Yeah, and so this year we're really starting to pick up. We've seen a lot of great involvement when people try the product at an obstacle course race event like Rugged Maniac. We're one of the sponsors there this year. And over time, we've just seen sales continually pick up. And people tell their friends and are telling their friends.
Sure.
And what they're experiencing is that a shower doesn't only have to be something that we do that's perfunctory. Right? But it becomes an experience when you use Dirty Bird Energy.
There you go. You got Dirty Bird Energy, baby. You got an experience in the shower. One of the things, and I first met you at Bike World West. Mm-hmm. It was for the ladies' afternoon out there, and you had a table and a booth, and you were kind enough to offer me a couple of samples of this. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, this is, and I don't hawk stuff because I, you know, what I don't get anything out of this other than the fact that when he says Dirty Bird Energy and you pop this very cool packaging, by the way, when you pop the package on this, especially the one that that has peppermint in it, wow.
Yeah. So let me tell you about our product. So Dirty Bird Energy Soap and also Dirty Bird Relax. So Dirty Bird Energy Soap is a big soap bar. It's about 5.5 ounces, and it comes in a watertight portable case.
Yeah.
Right. And so some of the thinking originally with the product was that people have gone away from a bar soap, and we wanted to know why. When portability was a big deal, right? And also the ability to have a soap that doesn't agitate or aggravate your skin, and we made it round so you can really grab onto it. So the bar soap market is a commodities market, meaning that people...
Sure, everybody's in it.
That's right, that's right. And so you make it as cost-effectively as possible. And we said, well, what if we make a bar that doesn't slip out of your hand, but you can really grab onto? And then there's these natural exfoliation beads in there that help exfoliate your skin. So you don't need a loofah or a washcloth, and it's extremely portable, so you can take it with you even in the airport. You won't get scanned or dinged for taking the soap with you. But what I really love about our soap is that we use all natural ingredients. So peppermint essential oil enlivens your mind when you start taking a shower. Then
it does. I've got to tell you, you know, I mean, for some of us who are working like crazy hours and all this other kind of stuff, when you step in the shower and you're by yourself for the first time, there's no phone, or hopefully there's no phone in there, but all of a sudden you turn on the shower in the nice hot water and you smell this bright peppermint smell, you know, and you go, whoa, that's invigorating. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you can start to think about stuff.
That's right. That's right. You get your day started well. And then caffeine is good for your skin, but also absorbs through your skin. So you get the 1-2 punch of caffeine and peppermint oil through our energy soap.
Boom. We like it. It's called Dirty Bird Energy, ladies and gentlemen. That is the wake up stuff. That's the start out the day. But you've got another brand as well.
Sure, absolutely. As we continue to develop, we realize that people also maybe they don't take showers in the morning. They might want to relax, and that's actually another way to get energy. So,
sure, rest well. Yeah.
Exactly, you rest well. So, a relax has essential oils of chamomile and lavender, which when you smell those, they have a relaxing, de-stressing effect. And so one of our customers even wrote in to us and said she had a hard time sleeping continually. And so she's now made it part of her nightly routine to use Dirty Bird Relax soap. And now she's able to sleep and she's ready for her day to get started.
How about this? You know, who in the world would think that we would be doing a soap conversation on the Business News Hour? I mean, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you think that everything out there is like Samsung and that, you know, and Ford Motor Company. No, we've got entrepreneurs out here that are making soap and doing really well with it. So where can people buy this?
Absolutely. So for those of you in the Des Moines area, go by Bike World. They're carrying Dirty Bird soap products at Bike World. And also, you can go online at dirtybirdenergy.com.
So you can buy online, too.
Absolutely. And I know you're going to love it. And so I would encourage you to look at even the club membership. So
this is smart. This is good. I like this. You know, there's a lot of companies out there, you know, Dollar Shave Club and Harry's, you know, and they start with these club type things, which is good in both ways. Not only does it help the consumer because they're going to get their stuff when they need their stuff. Also, it is a constant form of revenue for the company.
Exactly. And that was our thinking behind it. But also, there's other benefits that come with being a club member. You know, you get discounted soap that you like or any new product that we come out. So when we develop our shampoo or hand soap or even our next bar that's coming out this summer, it's called the Recoverer. Dirty Bird Energy Recover.
This is after you've been hard at it all day long. You got to kind of recover.
Well, yeah, literally to help your muscles recover after, say, or even if you wake up in the morning with a sore neck or something, it's beneficial in those ways. The same oils they use in massages, we're basically using in this.
Got it. Rocky Vest, ladies and gentlemen. The name of the company is Dirty Bird Energy, and we're talking about soap, for crying out loud. And that was my next question. Are you planning on expanding the line?
Yep. So as I hinted, we're going to expand the line. So our first two products, of course, are Dirty Bird Energy soap with the caffeine and peppermint oil, the decaffeinated version with Relax, and then Recover. And then finally, the other soap bar we're going to come out with is really equivalent to like a Dove. So it's unscented, and it would be great for, say, the guys who wake up early at the hunting camp. Right? Unscented bar with a little caffeine in it that nourishes your skin. So the final bar installment is going to be called Nourish.
Nourish.
Or at least we're kicking that name around. I might get in trouble from other fellows at the company to call
it. Call it Hunting Camp.
That's right. Call it Hunting Camp.
Yeah. What you got there, Jim? Jimbo, what do you got there? I got Hunting Camp. All right. Yeah.
Dirty Bird Hunting Camp.
There you go. I like it. All right. How about development of the products? How long do you spend in development of this?
Well, we're constantly developing and looking at how what we've done has made a difference. You know, one of the key markers that has been what we want to develop is getting people to think about what they put on their body, right? And so we're constantly looking at how we can make a natural product of really high-quality ingredients that also has a beneficial effect in people's lives, right? And so When you look at, say, recent studies by the FDA, we realized that what you put on your skin, you absorb.
Yep. True.
And so we said, well, why not just make a product that's really good and good for you and good for your lifestyle?
Why not?
So that's what we're constantly developing and continuing to innovate as we go.
And manufacturing, did you have to look – I mean, I suspect that the formula base for all of this has been tested and you've gone through all of this stuff. And was it difficult finding a manufacturer that would do this to exacting proportions the way that you wanted it done?
Quite honestly, no. And the manufacturers were really excited to have an innovative challenge in a mainly commodities market.
I bet.
And so what you have is really educated scientific minds who develop soap – And so we said, here's our concept and what we're wanting to do. And they said, you know what? We can do that. And here, why don't you try this? And so they started, it was kind of a trial and error. They started saying, here, here's a prototype. Try this one out to see if that's what you want. And so we'd say, no, it's not quite foamy enough, if you will, or have enough lather, or, you know what, a little more peppermint or drawback on the caffeine. I don't want to get too jittery after when I first get started. And so, yeah, that's how that came about. It's just trial and error and saying, hey, here's the concept. And then we ultimately landed on the product you have right now.
It's very nice. And cool packaging at the same time. And that watertight container, you can take this on RagBri and you can just go, hey, guys, look at this, man. I am feeling good about this. Well, good for Biff Ridgeway and the rest of the gang out there at Bike World for putting this in stock for you. And now you can get it at Bike World West over in Urbandale as well and over at, Ames?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if Ames has it yet or not, but if you don't, go get it. Ames, get it in your store.
There you go. Yeah, go see the guys at Bike World in Ames and say, hey, where's that Dirty Bird
that's
stuff,
right, that's
man?
Right.
Come on, we got to have that.
That's
Thank
right.
you so much. Rocky Vest, ladies and gentlemen, from Dirty Bird Energy. Good stuff and fun, for crying out loud. And you got to use soap anyway, so why use a commodity? Step up, right?
I love it.
Yeah, all right.
You got it.
We will have links for all of this so you can find out where to find more of the Dirty Bird products and maybe become a club member and get in on the launch of the new stuff as it comes out. Thanks so very much for coming by.
Again, thanks for having me, and it's been a great time.
Pleasure, my friend. All right. His name is Rocky Vest. Ladies and gentlemen, great name. Great name for a soap guy. What's your name? My name's Rocky Vest. What do you do? I sell soap. Works for me, I think. All right. We got to clear on out of here because it's nearly 6 o'clock in the evening. That means that we got to go. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, thanks so very much for hanging out with us today. We heard from a whole bunch of people. We heard from our friend Bo Fodor about Say Yes at Dillard's, Justin Miller and Sheila Hudson from the West Des Moines Schools about getting kids school and business ready, Rocky Vest with Dirty Bird Energy. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. On the controls tonight, as he is each and every night, is Tyler Hackenmiller, our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by James Goodlett. Thank you, James. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.